Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Okay. On Tuesdays at this time, we visit with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine's Lake Forest Hospital. And what do you know? It's Tuesday at this time. So let's say hello, Dr. Copen. I hope you're doing well. Welcome back.
Thanks, Chad. It's amazing how quickly Tuesday at this time comes around every week.
It's like clockwork. This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Last weekend, we had about 18 people at my place for a family reunion of sorts, kind of a picnic, and we all visited. And then when my mom and dad got back to their place, they told us that they were then tested for COVID and came up positive. Then somebody else in the families tested positive. Nobody seems to be suffering real ill effects, but I wonder what you would say about what we did before, during, or after an event like that. Not because I want to talk about me so much, but I suppose all of us can relate a little bit to this. Family gatherings and picnics, and there is some COVID going on out there. What should we do before? And then what should we do when we find out that somebody, in fact, did test positive?
Live your life. That's really the best advice I have. Unless somebody is older or has some kind of chronic disease, particularly with an immunocompromised state, just live your life. This virus is out there, John, as we've been talking about every week. For whatever reason, the COVID virus likes the summer, unlike influenza virus. So we've been having a bit of an increase in the amount of COVID infections that we've been seeing in the area. This is going on all over the country. We saw the same thing last summer. So my advice to just the average person, particularly those folks who've had their immunization against this virus, who've had prior episodes of COVID, you're going to do fine. We're not seeing a big uptick in hospitalizations. Most people are getting at worst a bad cold. Most people are just having a mild cold from having this infection. So, my most important advice is live your life.
So then, when we all found out, I know I've asked this in various forms in the past, but then for the two people that are so affected, what should they be doing?
Yeah, so people who have it, when you're infected, CDC now recommends stay home until you don't have a fever for 24 hours and you feel like you're getting better. And then you can, as long as you feel up to it, you can get on with your life.
That sounds so laissez-faire, doesn't it? I mean, when I ran out, we found out, I ran to the Walgreens and bought some of the test kits, and people didn't seem to be interested in them. They weren't even gobbling them up. They go, I don't know that half of the people that were at that event even got tested.
Yeah, I think that's how most people are dealing with this now, John. I think for most people, COVID is now just part of the landscape. We've learned to live with it. People don't panic about it, and they just go on and live their lives. I'm impressed you even found the test.
Well,
it's funny. Some stores don't even stack it anymore.
I went to the Walgreens and I said, "Do you have COVID tests?" And they looked at me like, "What's a COVID test?" I had to ask the pharmacist about it, and then she says, "Well, we'll go." She went in the back, and I think they moved some boxes whatnot, and they found some for me. And so the landscape has changed, that's for sure. And I appreciate what you're saying about this. I don't think we should be ignorant about it, but it's just not the same thing that it was 3 or 4 years ago. Now, I did see that 6 athletes have tested positive in less than a week for COVID at the Olympics. And I suppose, but there's 10,000 athletes there, and there's a million people there. I guess any large gathering, the numbers are going to break out where some folks are going to get it, right?
Exactly. You know, and truth be told, Jen, unlike past years, the last time we had the Olympics, remember, there were all those testing protocols we talked about, and there were no spectators. I mean, it was bizarre. And then they actually held off the Olympics, if I recall, a year, right? So they could, they could actually get the athletes together. I don't even know what they're doing this year in terms of testing, if they're doing testing at all within the Olympic Village.
I haven't heard of any of that. I've heard that the American athletes are angry that they don't have air conditioning, but that's about the only story about the care of the athletes I've been hearing about. Let me ask you about something else. The latest shingles vaccine, a study says, speaking of vaccines, may delay dementia. Boy, we're always hoping for some positive news along those lines of dementia and Alzheimer's. Have you seen this study, and what should I think about it?
Yeah, for the last several years, there's been some studies published looking at individuals who received the shingles vaccine. What's the impact, if any, on the development of dementia? And there's some early data that maybe it helps to ward off dementia, at least for a while. So there's a new study, the newest study that's gotten some publicity, where it appears, based on their statistical analysis, that people who received the new shingles vaccine that's been out now for the last several years might have a delay in the onset of of dementia. And John, I am always skeptical of these kinds of observational studies. This is called an observational study. They observed a large group of people. They used electronic health records you know, of patients in order to do this. This isn't like, let's give the vaccine to some people and other people get a placebo and we're going to follow them for 10 years. That's not what this is. So we always have to take a great big grain of salt with, or better said, several grains of salt with conclusions that come from observational studies like this.
Yeah.
I think the excitement is that perhaps there are certain things we might be able to do in the future with our immune systems to be able to prevent or at least hold off the development of dementia. But I would not get too enthusiastic about this study, at least yet.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Northwestern's on the phone line. Doctor, I just asked you briefly what you know about this diagnostic test, a blood test for Alzheimer's. What should I think about that?
The development of a blood test looking for a specific protein that appears in the blood in higher concentrations in people with Alzheimer's dementia as compared to other individuals is what we're talking about. This protein is a tau protein, T-A-U. And it's really cool, Jen. We've been talking about a number of different blood tests that have been developed over the last the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. This is because of advancement in the basic science and being able to actually measure concentrations of specific proteins in the blood, and including some pretty esoteric things. It's incredible. And what they're now trying to do, and this Alzheimer's study is a good one, is their diagnostic accuracy in saying that, in diagnosing somebody with something like Alzheimer's dementia. So there's a study out of Sweden that looked at a group of people, and the study authors are saying that this test was more accurate in diagnosing Alzheimer's disease than what even an expert neurologist was capable of doing. So that's quite a claim if it's true. I would, again, hesitate to get too enthusiastic. And, John, I apologize for just being a Debbie Downer on some of this stuff. But, you know, whenever we see the first time something is used, we can't get too excited. The results are going to have to be confirmed. The statistics that underlie the study are going to have to be checked and double-checked and triple-checked by other people before we can say, hey, there's enough here that we should go forward with this and test it some more. However, there probably is something to measuring the specific tau protein in Alzheimer's, which I think in the future is going to become an important diagnostic aid for us when we're diagnosing people with Alzheimer's disease.
By the way, just I want to step back for a second. A couple of our listeners have asked questions like these. Hey, John, I'm dealing with COVID, and I'm going to miss your interview today with the doctor. I hope you post it. Well, we always do. Go to WGNradio.com on the John Williams page. You'll find stuff we've done on the show, including replays of these interviews. And John, is a new COVID vaccine coming out in the fall. Should seniors get it now or wait for the new one? What do you say to that listener in Downers Grove?
Yeah, I would say at this point, it's okay to wait. There's going to be a new COVID vaccine that's going to be available probably starting in September. So, you know, here we are. It's essentially August. So I would say go ahead and wait till the new one comes out. And when the new one comes out, we're really going to encourage everybody to get it. It's directed against a different version of the virus than what we've already been protected against by the previous vaccines. And I think it's going to behoove everybody, and I do mean everybody, to get this. Just like we get the flu shot every fall, we're going to want to get this new COVID shot in the fall.
Mm. I saw online, are the vaccines free? It said those who are covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance will receive coverage for the updated vaccine. So I don't think I've ever paid for one of these vaccines, doctor. Do you expect that I won't have to pay for these new ones either?
Yeah, I think people who are covered under the Medicare program, Medicaid program, yes, it will be covered. I think most of the commercial insurance will be covering it. And then for individuals who do not have coverage, there'll be opportunities to get the vaccine for free at various clinics. So when we get into the fall, John, I think this is something that we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So we can help people find the locations where they can go get the vaccines.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen from Northwestern. Go see him sometime. No, don't go see him sometime. Bump into him at a tennis court or something. He's a terrific guy. It's nice to talk to you, doctor, as always.
Yeah, good talking to you, John. Everybody stay well.